Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to wish you a good morning, and on today's show, we're going to be talking about MAT. MAT stands for Medication-Assisted Treatment, and it's a program that our Wayne Memorial Behavioral Health Services has. I have two guests today. I have Erin Hernandez. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, Carol.
And I have Allison Bookerman. Did I say it right? Bogerman.
It's Bogerman.
Bogerman. Yes. See, we tried to practice, and I think that's probably the hardest part that I have is always the names.
The names.
We're going to talk with both of them today, and I think this is a really, really important program that the Behavioral Health Services here has. So, Erin, can you tell us, you're a registered medical assistant, correct?
Yes.
But you're one of the behavioral health case managers, right?
Specialist.
Yes. Sorry, see?
Nope, that's okay.
And you work mainly with the MAT program. Can you kind of explain what is the MAT program?
Sure. So MAT is the use of medications in combination with counseling and behavioral therapies to help treat opioid use disorder and alcohol use disorder.
See, I learned something new. I didn't realize it was, really, I didn't know it was for alcohol also.
Yes, so we treat both alcohol and opioids. So we have two types of treatment here. We have Vivitrol, which is used for opioid use disorder, as well as alcohol use disorder. And then we have Sublocade that we use for opioid use disorder.
Okay. Now, part of the program, it's really the program that you have is a comprehensive program. You talked about the counseling, but there's also physicians involved in this, correct?
Yes.
So it's like a doctor's appointment, or it is a doctor's appointment.
Absolutely. So they will see, for their first appointment, they will come in for an intake with myself, and they will also see Allison, our peer recovery specialist. She'll help them through other services and
counseling and stuff, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And then we'll come up with a treatment plan and what works best for them.
Okay.
And then following that, they will see one of our psychiatrists.
Okay. And this is a commitment for an individual, correct?
Absolutely.
So for someone who's out there that may have or feel they have a substance abuse disorder or addiction with alcohol, how can they get in touch with you to ask if they would qualify to come in?
So they would contact me directly, and I can give my phone number and my extension. It's 570-253-8219, and it's extension 2744. I am usually able to get patients in same day or next day.
Okay.
If they have any insurance concerns, we also take care of that, and we try to accommodate their schedule as well.
Okay, great. I think, and you are currently accepting patients, right?
Yes, so for it's our open, MAT program.
Right, for the MAT program. Mm-hmm. So thank you, and I'll think of probably another question for
sure.
You. But Allison, so, you're part of the team, and that's what's so nice about this MAT program that you have. It's a team approach. So one part of your job, which we'll talk about a couple of other things that you do, is you work with these MAT patients,
yes.
Correct?
Yes. So when people come in for their intake appointment, I don't typically see people on that first day, mainly because it's quite overwhelming. There's a lot to talk about. They have to, Erin puts a plan in place, and then we have to have the action happen. So I'll see them at their second or third visit, typically. Just to let them know that I'm here, I'm available for help, meaning, so I have any information that people would want for any 12-step groups, any kind of recovery groups, period. If they want to do some sort of therapy here, we do offer that. It depends on, of course, scheduling, but we try to be as helpful as possible. But, realistically, everything definitely starts with Erin when it comes to the MAT. And then my goal is just to help them put the plan in place into their daily life. How am I going to actually walk on this road of recovery and put all these things into action? But
when you look at this whole picture or this whole program, the treatment, the MAT, the medication-assisted treatment, Erin, that's a once-a-month injection, right? Is that what yes. the program entails?
It does. So both Vivitrol and Sublocade are monthly injections. They would come in monthly and see the provider as well as our LPN for their injection.
Okay. And then, like you said, Allison, they would maybe in the second or third visit, they would come and visit you.
Right.
And set up.
Right. So in the very beginning, they are here a few times before that monthly appointment gets into place, just in trying to sort things out. But I do have people that see me weekly. I have people that see me daily. I have people that I talk to on the phone all the time. I'm pretty available. I make myself available to whatever they need. If they just need somebody to talk to in that moment, they're more than welcome to call.
Right.
Just really just trying to be available.
Right. And I think another reason why I thought it was important and I reached out to both of you is because now with COVID-19, we are seeing a lot more people isolated, a lot more people at home. So if someone was maybe on the brink or not addicted, they may be addicted now. Am I right by saying that?
Absolutely.
So, you know, again, what number would they call if they needed help?
Again, so they can contact me directly at 570-253-8219, extension 2744, or
they can contact me as well. Same phone number, 570-253-8219.
Sometimes I forget my own extension at work. I really do.
My mind right now, and I don't want to give out a false one.
That's okay.
But you could always just ask for Allison. That is the only Allison here.
Sure.
And with things with the pandemic and just trying to reach out for resources online and being able to, of course, people are going to push meetings, 12-step. So for AA and NA, both are, you can find online. You can Google them. If you want to go on the intergroup website online, it's really informative, and there's a lot of Zoom meetings happening as opposed to in-person meetings. Also, again, because of the pandemic, it's really taken a lot away from us in person. But any services that people, even if someone wanted to go away to rehab, if somebody wanted to do something like that, I can help them do that. Even if they have insurance issues, again, in regards to all of those things, we can help them with all of those services.
Right. And the one thing the good part about the Way Memorial Behavioral Health Services is I say we because we're kind of a team or affiliate with the hospital, is this the CHC, is community health centers, are under the umbrella of the FQHC. And I always like to bring that up for individuals.
Absolutely.
Because there's individuals out there that say, well, I don't have insurance. I can't afford it.
Right.
And you work with them, Erin, with this, correct?
Absolutely. We can help with those services, outreach and enrollment that we have here. You know, we try to find a way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's most important is no one should feel alone at this time. Right?
Absolutely.
So, Allison, I want to give you credit because you're a certified peer recovery specialist. So what does that mean for people who are listening to?
My job in general is just to be helpful in any way possible when it comes to recovery. So that doesn't necessarily mean only people that have their own addiction issues. It can be a family member that you want to talk about. It can be a child. Some people call me because they have their spouse is struggling and they're not sure how to deal with it. And then I just help them put some things into place or just talk about things that they can do to help themselves in the situation. And also the person that is suffering with the addiction issue. But my goal, I've had kids that, and when I say kids, teens, just younger people in general that have come and talked to me about their addiction histories, which is sometimes,
it's hidden sometimes.
It is hidden.
Like some of these individuals, they struggle by themselves. Is that true?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because they don't realize that there are services out there. You know, addiction comes with a certain amount of shame, and people don't like to talk about it, and they don't like to shine a light on it. And you know, more than anything, I would like to say in this moment, anybody can do it. Anybody can be sober. Anybody can have a life in recovery, and it's possible. And it just depends on. It's so important to get in touch with the right people,
right?
The right person show you and lead you,
and
in the
support,
right direction.
And the professional help that many people need. And if they have a question, but I don't, you're this, you both of you are, you work with these individuals, but if they have to ask themselves if they have a problem with substance or alcohol, that's when they need to reach out for help, correct?
Absolutely. Sure.
What are other warning signs? Are there warning signs of addiction that people may not realize? More, well, drug abuse maybe, or substance. We don't like to say drug because substance is a big umbrella, correct?
Sure, absolutely.
So it's really not our job to tell someone else that they have an issue. You need to find that within yourself. Mm-hmm. And when you are ready to get the help that you need, we are 100% available and there. But it really is a personal decision that only you can make.
Right. And it's an everyday commitment. It's an everyday struggle for
Absolutely.
These individuals.
Absolutely.
And, you know, coming back to the stigma part, I think that is a big problem that we have in any community.
Absolutely.
Because substance abuse doesn't affect just one generation. It doesn't affect one race. It doesn't affect one person per se. It can affect anyone and affects families, correct?
Yes, absolutely. It does.
And so, you know, the services you have here, you can help them.
Absolutely. And I am in recovery, and that's what has put me, that is why I am able to do this job. So I have children. I am a daughter. I am a sister. I am a mother. I am all of those things, and I am able to do those things.
And
congratulations. Thank you.
Really.
It just gives me that insight.
Right.
Knowing what it is to walk in that life and then to walk on this side of it as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, people who look for help in any realm, they want to feel comfortable with the individuals they're working with.
Oh, yeah.
And I know I just met both of you within this. You know, I met Erin this morning and I spoke to Allison yesterday. And it's just, I feel so comfortable around both of you. And, you know, thank you for what you do for our community, because I think it's really, really important that individuals know that in their backyard, there is help for them.
Sure. Absolutely. We love what we do here. Yeah. And we have a great team. And with, you know, MAT, with the use of medication and the counseling and what Allison provides, like, our goal is to help people sustain recovery.
Absolutely.
Right. And the program that you use here is evidence-based. And I think, you know, we all hear that. People kind of, you know, you hear that all around. What that means, it's proven to work.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? And that's what's really important. Can you just mention the providers that you work with?
Yes, absolutely. So we have Dr. Campbell. He's our medical director. We have Dr. Gupta. And we have Jamie Sullivan and Eileen Aronson, our nurse practitioners. And all four, they are involved in our MAT.
Okay, so, you know, someone may, you know,
providers.
Be able to see one of them.
Yes.
Great, great. We do have like 2 more minutes left. So again, you know, just if anyone just is kind of listening here on the end, I have Erin Hernandez and I have Allison
Bogertman.
Thank you. See? both from our behavioral health services under the Wayne Memorial Community Health Center. A phone number again, because, you know.
Sure. So our main phone number is 570-253-8219.
Right.
If you are seeking MAT, you can use that number and reach me at 2744 is my extension.
Okay. And Allison, I do have your extension written down. 2759.
There
does that sound correct?
It sure
See?
Does.
I was like, I know I had it somewhere. So again, you know, I want to thank both of you. Any last encouraging words for individuals that may be listening out there? Because you know what? If we have one person listening and calls you on Monday, because I know we pre-record the show, so it'll air on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. But on, you know, Monday morning when they call you, or is there a 24/7 like crisis number?
We don't have a 24/7 crisis number here.
Okay.
But they can leave me a voicemail if it's over the weekend or after office hours, and I will contact them next day.
Right.
And like I said, I can accommodate them to get them in same day or next day.
Okay. And that's really important for people to know that they don't need to wait
no,
for
absolutely.
Services.
They don't.
And I encourage people just to reach out if they have any questions. It doesn't matter what
they
are.
Right.
No question is a bad question. And I mean, any truly, any question is a great question. We are more than willing and more than happy to be helpful.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Again, Aaron and Allison, thank you so much for being on the
thank
show
you.
Today. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. If you have any questions on this show, you always can give me a call too at 570-253-8422. And if you miss some parts of these shows, you can always visit our website at wmh.org and search HealthWorks, and you can re-listen to this show as well as going on Radio Bold. And we also have a podcast of this recording. So again, thank you so much for listening and have a great day.